So whenever young people ask my advice about getting a PhD in economics, I almost always try to talk them out of it. Getting a PhD sounds fun and romantic.
It's not
it
fun.
It seems like we'll open all sorts of doors, but the truth is really is it's brutal and it's hard. Mm-hmm. It destroys many people's self-confidence and sense of self-worth. Mm-hmm. Does that describe your PhD experience at all?
Yes. It literally, I mean, it near broke my spirit.
I go even farther in my advice when people ask me about writing a book.
What do you say?
I say, don't write a book. Please don't write a book. For sure, don't write a book if your reason for writing a book is you want people to read it.
All right. So, Levitt, here you are on your podcast telling everyone to not get a PhD and to not write books, the obvious paradox being that you have a PhD and you have written books. So what's the point you're trying to make here?
So, look, I couldn't believe more strongly those two things. Don't get a PhD, don't write a book. And I think there's this fallacy by people who get really lucky. Like, I've gotten really lucky. Like, our book was some kind of a miracle, right? That we sold so many copies, people liked it, opened so many doors. I mean, the fact that I got a PhD and was able to be a successful economist was, again, like, super lucky. But to not take into account the fact that the typical experience of getting a PhD sucks, and the typical experience of writing a book is you write the whole book and you sell like 7 copies. I mean, look, I say to you, if it's fun to write a book, write a book. If it's like burning a hole in your belly to write a book, write a book. But just don't expect anyone to read it.
So you mentioned